kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Mainit na sinalubong sa Australia si Jessica Lane, ang Miss Earth 2024. Ganun din po si Selena McCloskey, ang Miss International Australia 2024, matapos ang kanilang tagumpay sa international pageants. At bukod sa kanilang karangalang hatid, ay dala rin nila ang mga advokasiyang nagbibigay inspirasyon para sa mas magandang kinabukasan ng mga mamamayan at ng kalikasan. Si Jessica Lane ang unang Australian beauty queen na kinoronahan bilang Miss Earth. Ginanap ang pageant sa Pilipinas noong November 9, 2024 na nilahukan ng 76 na kandidata mula sa iba't ibang bansa.
It's such an honor, truly, to not only be Miss Earth Australia, which I thought was definitely the furthest I'd go in pageantry, and then to come home as Miss Earth, being the first Australian to win a major pageant since 2004 when Jennifer Hawkins won Miss Universe, and she did so much for herself and her personal brand through that success. All I can do is continue that legacy and hope that Australia, as you said, we're not really a pageant country, but pageantry is an industry that promotes young women and their goals and is in itself the only platform there is for a young woman who hasn't built her own career, who hasn't got that foundation to make a name for herself. So to have that position and platform as a representative for not only Australia, but young women everywhere who want to make their goals happen and don't know where to start, it's just such an incredible honour, truly. I'm so grateful to be not only Miss Earth Australia, but now Miss Earth.
Sa isang press conference, ibinahagi ni Jessica ang kanyang mga naging karanasan habang nasa Pilipinas. Ganun din ang mga hamon na nakita niyang kinakaharap ng bansa kaugnay ng climate change.
Thank you. I was in the Philippines for just shy of 2 months and absolutely loved every moment that I was there. It's such a beautiful place with incredible people. I really do believe that the Australian and Filipino communities are quite in sync in our compassion for one another and our respect for our communities. In regards to traveling the islands, I fell in love with the biodiversity of the islands in the Philippines. I'm a big promoter of ecotourism. I believe that one should not travel and take from the land, but rather have experiences and give back. So to be a part of not only the adventures that so many islands have to give, we went zip lining in Palawan, and I volunteered at Turtle Care, and I just absolutely loved it. There's so much biodiversity and passion for our environment, and I believe that if main cities and larger communities try and continue this passion and instigate innovations to try and promote that ecotourism, it can really provide a big change for the industry. But I absolutely love the Philippines. Can't wait to go back.
As you mentioned earlier, you stayed in the Philippines for quite some time, almost 2 months, and you know that the Philippines is highly vulnerable to the impacts of climate change, like the typhoons and rising sea levels. How do you think Australia and the Philippines can collaborate to address those shared environmental challenges?
You're absolutely right. While I was there for not even 2 months, I saw 6 typhoons. This is unlike anything I could have imagined, and my heart goes out to the victims. It really is so upsetting. It gets me a bit emotional thinking about, because we did do a little bit of relief work, and I would have loved to do more, but with the time that we had, we provided food and clothing resources for people who'd lost their own. I suppose that in itself is a great example of what people can do. If they haven't got the money to make a difference, if they haven't got the financial situation, they can provide their time, they can go to shelters, give back to the community in volunteering efforts. As we are inherently so fortunate to be living in Australia, I think it's our duty to protect our neighbour and one another. As you mentioned earlier, sustainability and respect go hand in hand. I think that caring for one another does help care for our planet, and it shows that you are a greater human and you have a caring heart. I believe that as Australians, we need to look more into climate refugees. As Philippines is a series of islands, they are at serious risk of being underwater in no time. We're seeing it already. There's this one particular island that's probably going to be submerged in the next 150 years. This is just heartbreaking, and we need to have systems in place as we know this is coming. We as Australians, with so much land, so much wealth and so much generosity, need to have systems in place to give back to these climate refugees and hopefully provide them with a future home and sustainability. Yeah.
Ipinanganak si Jessica Lane sa Melbourne, Victoria at kasalukuyang nag-aaral sa University of Sunshine Coast sa Queensland. Dito niya tinatapos ang kanyang double major sa journalism at creative writing kasama ang publishing. Bilang isang environmental scientist, aktibong isinusulong ni Jessica ang advokasya laban sa fast fashion at ang pangangalaga sa kalikasan. Ang fast fashion, ang mabilis na proseso ng pagdidisenyo, produksyon, distribusyon at marketing ng mga damit. Sa ganitong sistema, nakakapagpalabas sa mga tindahan ng maraming klase ng damit sa mababang presyo, kaya't nagugustuhan ito ng maraming mamimili. Pero may masamang epekto ang fast fashion sa kalikasan. Ayon sa Business Insider, 10% ng carbon emissions sa buong mundo ay galing sa paggawa ng mga damit. Katumbas ito ng buong European Union. Taon-taon, 85% din ng mga damit ay natatapon lang bilang basura. Ayon naman sa UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, kung magpapatuloy ang ganitong sistema, maaring tumaas ng 60% ang carbon emission mula sa paggawa ng tela pagdating ng taong 2030. Kaya't hinihimok ni Jessica ang publiko na mag-recycle, mag-donate o mag-repurpose ng mga damit upang mabawasan ang dami ng basura mula sa fast fashion. Lalo pa at ito ang isa sa pinakamalaking sanhi ng environmental degradation.
I spent my entire life caring for our environment, our wildlife, and looking at new ways that we as individuals can make a difference. I truly believe in the power of our actions. Each individual action may not seem like it has an impact, but when it gets down to it, it truly does. So with this platform that I only have for 1 year, I hope to highlight that to the best of my ability. It's part of my advocacy dress for tomorrow, explaining and educating people around the impact that our fashion choices have on the earth. One practice that I would really recommend people using if they hope to shop more sustainably and reduce their carbon footprint during the Christmas season is to shop locally. By promoting and providing a platform for those local outlets, especially homemade gifts or family-run businesses, these are industries that can really use our help, and by shopping locally, we can reduce CO2 emissions a lot more than one may expect. Online shopping has skyrocketed since COVID and is certainly a fantastic platform, especially if you have family living far away. However, when you include not only the maritime and air shipping fees and their CO2 emissions, but further the cost that it may take to produce that item compared to shopping locally, it's quite staggering. So if we all just support our local communities, we can seriously assist in sustainable gift giving. I would also recommend talking to the people that you love and making sure that the gifts you're giving is something that they actually want and like. We've all received an awkward gift in our lives, I know that, and it's not fun having to figure out what to do with it. So by thinking with your heart and shopping locally, we can seriously impact these gift-giving strategies and continue to help our earth.
Samantala, si Selena McCloskey naman ay pumasok sa top 20 ng Miss International 2024 sa Japan at nagdala rin ng inspirasyon sa kanyang advokasya para sa karapatan ng mga kababaihan at kabataan. Isang model, basketball player at nag-aaral ng Bachelor of Business Innovation Entrepreneurship si Selena. Sa kanyang pagbabalik, sinabi niyang mas determinado siyang gamitin ang kanyang platform para tugunan ang mga isyu ng karahasan at kakulangan ng suporta para sa mga marginalized na grupo.
Honestly, it's a dream come true to represent Australia. I've always been that little girl watching pageants and really dreaming of putting myself up there. But when I was young, I really didn't see myself as able to be up there. I didn't see my value. However, I've actually, through putting myself out there, getting outside my comfort zone, I now see the value of pageants. And I believe that every girl should believe in themselves, and that's halfway to winning. So I think at the end of the day, although I did not win the pageant, I really won in self-development and learning to love myself. So I think everyone should put themselves out there and just try, because you never know until you put yourself out there.
Bilang isang modelo, ibinahagi din niya ang ilan sa mga hamon na kinakaharap dahil laging nauunang husgahan ang kanilang panlabas na ganda kaysa sa mga bagay na kaya nilang gawin.
I think the hard thing about being a model is the stereotypes that's behind it. I think people just see models as external beauty, which is actually what got me into pageantry, is that it's not just what you turn up on stage, it's also self-development, it's being passionate about something and advocating for something greater than yourself. So I've been working on women empowerment and volunteering at my local charity Dress for Success. So I've helped women from domestic violence backgrounds, people that have been robbed, or people who don't even have self-confidence. And so I've really used my platform in modelling and pageantry to do something greater than just myself. So, but that can be really challenging when people don't see you for that.
Ang mga beauty queen naman ay nagsanay sa ilalim ng Stargazer Productions kasama ang kanilang mga Filipino-Australian mentors. At dahil sa kanilang tagumpay, naging ika-anim na bansa ang Australia sa nakakamit ng mga titulo sa apat na malalaking international beauty pageants.
I'm Mark. I'm part of the Stargazer Production. So I'm one of the board of directors. And of course, Stargazer Production is the owner, license holder of Miss Earth Australia and Miss International Australia. And I'm very proud that this year is like a fruitful year because all of our queens actually placed in the competitions. Top 20 for Selena, top Oceania Continental Queen for Riley, and of course, the main crown, Miss Earth for Jessica. What else can we ask for?
Sa kabila ng pagiging limitado ng kultura ng pageantry sa Australia kumpara sa Pilipinas, pinatunayan naman ni Lane at McCloskey na ang tunay na diwa ng pageant ay nasa kanilang maiaambag sa lipunan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.